Do you guys feel like you're good with technology?
No.
Okay. Because I think that's also the millennial sweet spot is like we grew up like with enough technology.
I had dial-up internet for the longest time. Like my first email address was in college. So no. And quite frankly, I don't want to learn it.
Jen, I think we're podcasting.
I hope we are. We have had so many tech difficulties today. And if there are two people you don't want to throw in front of tech difficulties, it's Kristen and Jen. Nobody cried yet. But
we're close. Jen and her husband are fighting. I'm gonna lose it on a kid who took my laptop.
Well, who doesn't have a husband who's like, you know what? I'm going to get better and cheaper internet. And that guy, he was sold a handful of beans by somebody walking around the neighborhood. Everybody in our whole neighborhood got this new Wi-Fi that, quite frankly, I have not had successfully used one day. Not one day of success.
I love that somebody knocked on your door and he said yes, because you know every other asshole in that neighborhood is going to be like, go hit the Smedley house. We can get solar.
What? Oh my God. We're going to have solar panels next. That's it. We've every single mosquito guy. We just all of it. It's my husband's like, okay, I think
I got to exist. Otherwise they wouldn't be having jobs.
Oh my God. So that's where we're at. So we are hoping that the Wi-Fi holds out because we have such a fun guest today. You guys, Nicole Story Dent is joining us. And she's lovely. You have to follow her on all the socials. Nicole Story Dent on Instagram, also a little bit on TikTok. Instagram is where she's a 600-pound gorilla. She has millions of followers, and you've seen her videos, you guys, already. She has very relatable mom and millennial content. And
nostalgia content, which I didn't know that was a thing, but it's like nostalgia content. She really deep dives being a millennial now and what her POV is compared to what she's living in now and what she grew up with, which is really delightful. Like, one of her videos is a bunch of her friends in prom dresses and they're outside of Olive Garden, which spoke to my soul.
Yes. I love that. We've been there, but we're a little bit older than her. So her experience in this whole, like, you know, social thing has been different than ours. So we're really excited to dig in. Should we do it? Cross your fingers.
Bring
and do
her
it?
On. Everybody, we are so excited today because we have a guest and we made her wait because I don't know what your expectations are when you come to an I Mom So Hard situation, but I can promise you, you will feel so good about yourself because you're like, even after all these years, these ladies don't have their shit together on any level.
Three-legged table at best.
We've already complained about our husbands, our kids. Somebody stole my laptop. I can't find the right headphones.
It's a
miracle that we're here. But we're so excited to invite our guest today. She's killing it with content. She speaks to all of us. She has great content perspective on making fun of fashion, which we love. She brings in her buddies. She brings in her friends. Her name is Nicole Story Dent. You can find her on Instagram and all of the places. And we're here to have a chat with her because, unlike us, her shit is very together.
Meh.
Yeah, no, she's very pretty too.
If this was a bit just to make me feel better about myself, I truly appreciate it. Let's just say this was a bit, all the technical difficulties.
Oh, but you'll see this podcast and you'll be like, not a bit.
Here's where I'm going to gush about you though. Okay, so I knew you before I knew like your name and everything because I had so many people share your videos with me. And you know how like you're on Instagram and you can see like who else is following, you know? And I have one friend, Mandy, who I've had since age 11. And if she is following you, your shit is funny. And she has been following you forever. And she sent me the gift wrap video, which is next level.
Yeah. I still to this day have not felt the high I felt that day when I wrapped that present and the lines. Like, I'm still chasing that high.
You don't know what video we're... Jen, you got to describe the video. Okay. You got to tell what happened that gave everybody lady boners.
She is gift wrapping, and randomly, the in very nice fold, I might say, too. Real type
Thank
A
you.
Personality.
Thank you.
The lines, the diagonal lines all matched up.
And it was for a gift for a birthday party. That gift did not make it to the birthday party.
Frame it.
It just sits on your desk.
No, it's mine. So that if I'm having a hard day, I know I don't smoke cigarettes, but I revisit that gift wrapping when I need it.
That's like you're like, I'm going to bring this sucker to my mouth and just inhale. Just going to have half of one. I'm just going to have half of one.
Yeah.
Blow it in my face.
And I get DMs. This is the gift that keeps on giving. I get DMs anytime somebody, especially on the holidays, like around Christmas season, people will send me like, it finally happened. And so I get to
live it.
Having these like micro moments again. So it's, I love it.
Another thing that you do in your content that Kristen and I both absolutely love. And can I just say like that you've been so successful is not a surprise, because let me dispel all of your personal fears. You're gorgeous. You're hilarious. But Nicole, you're very like self-deprecating. Like, and like, it's very relatable. Like you're like you, the fact that you're insecure. Wait, did I say that? Is that like you said that, right? Or that you?
No, that's very, yes. Okay. I grew up overweight. I grew up overweight. I was always friends with the boys. The way that I was able to ever get a boyfriend was by making them laugh, or even friends. So
that's
I was
where
always
the funny comes
funny
from.
Fact. Yep. But with all of that, and too, that was the thing I think I was nervous about in creating content was people. That was what I was most scared. I don't think I was as scared of somebody saying I wasn't funny as much as like commenting on my face or my body, because I just grew up with such sensitivities around that. So I'm going to make fun of myself before you can.
Yeah.
You know? And so I just am going to do that on the internet for millions of people by trying on tiny shorts from Free People.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but we are the people that did a video in bathing suits postpartum. And I did not think that video would be as big as it was. And and millions and millions, I think we're at 400 million at this point later. I will say I was shocked. I was ready for oh my God, you guys are gross. It was such a small percentage of that. And mostly like, I'm going to the beach today because fuck it. I'm going to wear my suit. I'm going to go. And we couldn't control the page for 3 hours after we posted it, because Jen, who's a terrible friend, posted it without my permission, sort of. And we got on a plane. We were flying to Seattle, and we couldn't police the page, because our biggest concern was the woman who posts a picture of herself, are the comments underneath that going to be kind? So we were like, oh God. So we got off the plane. This is before the people would get millions of views. This was like, we didn't know what the 1M meant underneath the, so we were on there for 3 hours, 2 hours, and 1M was under our video. And we were like, what does that mean? And then underneath were just hundreds and thousands of comments, but women had posted pictures of themselves in bathing suits, and we were like, oh God, please. And the comments were really mostly very positive. And it made us believe in people again. It was like just having some fun at our own expense, giving women the permission to just look at blame the suit, not yourself. That's what I tell my daughter now. I'm like, sometimes it's the clothes' fault. Like, you know, these stupid ass jeans that you were just talking about, like growing up in that's when we were in our 20s. It's like going through freaking low waisted jeans.
Jeez.
I could have been a pencil and it wouldn't have mattered. I would have had overhang. Like, who has a 2-inch zipper?
No, you know what truly, I mean? And I think my body, my dad always told me I'm built like my dad. And I tried to force my body into clothes that were never meant for my body.
100%.
And once you accept that, and that's exactly what it is. There's nothing wrong with my body.
Right.
These just aren't the clows for me.
They're not. And we've gone through a trend where it's like high-waisted jeans, low-waisted jeans, mid-rise jeans, baggy jeans. But you know what?
It's exhausting.
You know what I love? I love it though, because there's options. Whereas back in, I feel like the, especially in the 2000s, there was like one lane and it was the stupid, what was it? Miss 60 or True Religion.
Slightly above your pubic bone, there would be your button to the top of your pants.
And, well, and do you remember when Jessica Simpson wore the high-rise jeans and got destroyed? Like she, the girl had gained like 2 pounds, wore high-rise jeans and just was slaughtered.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes. And that's what.
I saw this.
That's what's happening is we're getting a shift because there's people like you that are doing content and dispelling it and going like, hey, these are real bodies. These are real. I mean, everybody looks at you like you're gorgeous. So I'm sure that you talking about having real issues with your body makes people feel like, oh, shit, man, we're all feeling the same way.
Well, and what I love about social, there's so many horrible things about social media, right. And I myself even struggle with that, but I curate my own feed to, like, I follow people that their bodies are very similar to my bodies. They like to dress similar to how I like to dress. They decorate their home kind of, like, I've found a way to curate my feed that it makes me feel better about myself.
That's smart.
Like, there's that fine line between, like, motivation and making yourself feel like you're not enough. So I have to kind of check my, and I'll do like, every now and then I'll be like, okay, I need to go through who I follow and maybe like mute some people or remove them for a hot minute because I'm not feeling good. But that's, I always try to make sure, and I want to be that person for people too. And those are my favorite DMs to get of like, I was having a hard day and your stupid video made me laugh and it got me through this moment. Or like you helped me find the funny in this moment that's not funny. That, and that's what I try to teach my kids. Like, look for, like, there are things I can't control in motherhood, but if I can find the funny in it, especially with my husband, like, it makes things so much easier. If you're able to laugh at the things that you can't control. And that's my, like, one of my biggest goals as a mom is to teach my kids that. You guys know that.
Absolutely. Healthy, happy sometimes. And able to laugh at themselves and like hardworking that gets you through life. And just for
and
the record,
people feel good.
I hope nobody's talking shit. You call Jen and Kristen if they are, because we won't fight them on the internet, but we will show up at their house. We're from Nebraska.
We're
I'm very
school.
Short. I can at least We're ruin your day. All right. I love skincare, but I have to talk about a major frustration that I have when it comes to skincare. And that is that, like, I waste time because you tell me to put it on every night and I will do it. To waste that time and waste that money on something that does not work makes me crazy. And right now we're all inundated with try this brand, try that brand, like on socials and things like that. And that is why I love OneSkin so much, because a lot of skincare looks good on paper, but it doesn't really deliver results. Or you're sold on the idea that you need 10 like different products to use every single night. And so that's where OneSkin really stands out. Their products aren't hype or fancy packaging. It's actual science.
And well, you know me, I get very overwhelmed by too much information coming at me about different skincare. And I love OneSkin because it shows real results. It's rooted in research. I love anything that's based on like smart people. And this is a female PhD founded company, baby.
Well, here's what the science is behind it. The brand was founded by longevity researchers, and they asked this simple question. If visible skin aging is driven by damaged or senescent cells, what if you could slow down that process instead of just covering it up? So that led to the OS1 research. It's OneSkin's proprietary peptide, which you know I love peptides, Kristen.
And I like that it's certified safe for sensitive skin. Their products are free from over 1,500 harsh or irritating ingredients and are dermatologist tested.
Born from over a decade of longevity research, OneSkin's OS1 peptide is proven to target the visible signs of aging, helping you unlock your healthiest skin now and as you age. And for a limited time, try OneSkin with 15% off using code IMOMSOHARD. That's oneskin.co/IMOMSOHARD. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code IMOMSOHARD. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support IMOMSOHARD and tell them we sent you.
Shockingly, very rarely do I get mean messages. And so it's been surprisingly positive. And I'm so happy that I very rarely do my videos end up kind of on the wrong side of the algorithm.
Yeah.
Men.
And when they do, it's usually dudes, right? Because, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't, I just turned 39 and I have enough. I don't know that I could have handled doing this though 10 years ago.
Right.
I think becoming a mom and my children humbling me every day has helped me not be humbled by strangers on the internet.
I think the best thing in the universe happened that we grew up without the internet. There's no way being on the internet would have been a safe space for me prior to the time that we did it. And
mine
I promise.
Been one of the Girls Gone Wild franchises. It would have just been.
Also,
I'm so lucky that I'm like 10 years too young to have attended an MTV Spring Break before they stopped having them. Very blessed.
We did. Yeah. And we have stories to tell, but hopefully no photos to follow.
Okay, let me ask a question. I'm so curious because you have what I like to call you had a whole life where you had a real job. Like you were a marketing executive. Tell everybody what you did because I think this is so freaking cool.
Yeah, I was I graduated college in 08. So whenever I went into college, they were like, you guys are gonna have, there's gonna be jobs aplenty. And then whenever I graduated during the recession, couldn't find a job for like a year. My first job, I just was grasping. My degree was in marketing, advertising. I got a job doing graphic design. Didn't really know how to do graphic design. Figured it out, $27,000 a year. And then just over the next like 15 years, became an art director, started writing. It was like a local call, like a magazine, developed a portfolio. I think my first, I went to Poopery is the company I went to for, I was there for 10 years, started as a social media marketer. Instagram didn't even exist at that time.
But everybody knows about campaigns. It's so cool. They're so famous.
I fangirl over, like, you guys to me are like the OG mom, like content creators before content creator was a thing. And I still remember finding, because I was on the marketing team there and I was there for our first viral video, YouTube. It was all about YouTube back then. And the girl in the blue dress. And I was so blessed to have been a part of, and at first I was just on set and I was there and I was helping with whatever I could help with. And then I started helping write scripts and then I started helping directing. And then I was fully writing scripts, fully directing, fully over social, but always on the backside of the camera. Editing too, because we would, with YouTube back then, we would do reverse testing. So we would create literally hundreds of versions of a single ad campaign and test them and then tweak them and test them and tweak them and test them. So I learned how to edit in Adobe Premiere. And so did that for like 10, 15 years. I got a lot of, you get a lot of feedback in places in advertising in that world. So that also, I think, helped me develop a hard skin. But I had kids, was pretty stressed out, had a mini stroke, in fact, because I just was pushing myself so hard trying to do
everything. You're not, is that real or are you being funny?
That's real.
Oh, no.
No, that's real.
What's a mini stroke? Like a TIA?
It was a TIA.
What's that?
It's basically a warning that your body's just like, ma'am, you gotta pick something to not go so hard at.
Well, I need to talk to somebody because I'm sure I've had like 8 of those in the last 45 minutes.
It's possible.
It is a mini brain explosion, right? It's just, and so, okay, hold on. I don't mean to laugh at it, but who isn't but a working mom? Like you're,
Because I just had my second born a few, like 6 months prior. So I had 2 kids. My kids don't sleep. And I struggled going from being a 20-something without kids who was able to literally, you know those big, like, they used to make Apple computers as the monitors, like the monitor?
Yeah,
I would take that to and from work.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't want to work when I got home. I didn't have a laptop. I would take that whole 15-inch massive monitor home every day and I just pounded it. And I'm grateful that I did that because I learned so much, but it was a hard lesson to learn that that's not sustainable.
Right.
Having children, having a husband that also needs attention. So that ultimately my body said, ma'am,
stop.
You got to stop. Mm-hmm.
So did you quit your job then? Or how did this all come into be? Like,
No, I had a rough C-section with my son earlier that year, so I had hit my out of pocket. So I was already in therapy from that birthing experience. I remember being excited to go to my therapist, being like, "Guess what I had yesterday? I had a mini stroke." I was just excited to tell her, and work with her on that. And within it was that was 2021, and in 2022, you know, part of having a job like that where you have ideas and there's people, what your original idea was, a lot of time it doesn't come out the other side that way.
Right. Sure.
And she was saying, "Well, what's something that you could do that's, since you clearly have all the time in the world, what's something that you could do that's for you that nobody else gets to have an opinion on?" And I, like everybody else in 2020, had gotten on TikTok during sure. the pandemic. And, you know, I think I had amassed like 50,000 followers on TikTok. And for some reason, when I had my son, I just stopped. I hadn't created content in a couple of years. And I mentioned to her, I was like, "Well, you know, I did that. That was really fun. I could, you know, take my Instagram off private." It was just my family and my kids at that point. And that was my, remember that being the biggest fear is my, because nobody, what was cool about TikTok at the time was you could be weird and nobody that you knew in real life had found you yet.
Right.
Well, but you're lucky because I feel
like Instagram, that would change.
That feels like you're lucky because I feel like the second I do something weird, I get like every single person I graduated with being like, "I can't believe you showed your butt."
And I'm like, you're, speaking therapists. Yeah. You know, your therapist is going to bring that video up.
Yeah. You're
on the next call.
Okay. But that's great. So then you felt like this world was like, you felt like you were in control of making the decision to do content and to put your Instagram to public.
Yes. And I knew that
your TikTok was like experimental.
Uh-huh. Because I had like 50 at the time. And
that's
people
good.
Were like, "Where'd you go, girl?" And I had never monetized anything on TikTok. It was truly just for fun while we were all at home. So I decided to, you know, I would stay up till 3 a.m. My goal was to make a video, two videos, post a video before work and a video after work.
Oh, my God.
Looking back, I don't know how. So to answer your question, no, I didn't slow down. But I was spending my time doing things that filled my cup as opposed to just never saying no to anything and stressing everything out. And I think my first video I put on Instagram was the one where I talk about how, mom hack, when you get candy, keep the good flavors, give your kids the crappy flavor. They don't care.
Right.
They don't know the difference. Give them yellow and orange.
Right.
That one took off. And I just felt that like, okay, it's like, okay, yeah, this feels really fun. This feels good. I have a notes app that I just, anytime an idea pops in, I put it on there, and then now, today, I get to wake up and choose the creative that I want to make that day.
Kristen, I got to explain Pick It Perfect to you because I want to make sure you understand how awesome this
okay.
is.
Okay. I know you really love it.
Gifts are my love language. This is important. It is like your own personal registry / wish list. And you can also get everybody else's wish list so you don't make mistakes when it comes to gift giving.
I love that idea. Makes it easy for the person giving the gift.
That's right. Because weirdly, giving gifts can be really stressful, right? Like another birthday pops
stressful.
Up on the calendar and you're like, you're panic scrolling on Amazon like last minute and just getting whatever.
Yes. And for busy moms, it's just one more mental tab open in an already overloaded brain. So it's really nice that something like that, like Pick It Perfect, actually fixes it.
I love Pick It Perfect because I hate making mistakes, especially when it comes to my husband. I've wasted so much money on gift giving for him because I'm like, it's the wrong size. It's the wrong color. It's not like, you know, dads are supposed to be easy to buy for and my husband is not. So thank God I can get exactly what he wants for anything.
And the best part, you're always in control with privacy settings. So you can share what you want with who you want. It turns gift giving into a calm, confident experience. So if you're tired of overthinking every single present, go to pickitperfect.com or download the iOS app and set up your profile. That's pickitperfect, pickitperfect.com. Pick It Perfect, because the best gifts come from truly knowing someone.
Have a favorite video, because sometimes your favorite work doesn't like go viral, but what's your favorite?
I thought you were going to say favorite kid.
It's the girl right now.
Because I have one.
Yeah.
A favorite video, you know, that is always a bummer whenever you work either really hard on something. Cause I, for the most part, like most of my videos I do, and Kristen, you spoke to this, like what they don't see is like, I thought of the idea. I scripted it out. I created these characters. I sourced wardrobe for these characters. I filmed, like, I don't film within the apps. Like, I'll do 10 takes of the same moment and then have to pick which take I want and then edit. And like, it's all these things. And you'll do that and you'll spend like 2 days on a video and it just won't hit. And it's the smarter stuff sometimes. The stuff that's like, okay, this is just maybe a little too, like, this is my style of comedy that's maybe a little bit more sophisticated than the, you know, attention span of Instagram today. But
You're like, oh, that's reading like that. I didn't think people would take it like that. Right. I always find it really fun. And like, I do feel like there's a puzzle to it. And I like when I can feel like I'm cracking the code a little bit. Or when my impulse is right, I feel very validated. Yes. But sometimes my impulse isn't. And I'm like, but I think that has to do with my editing. Like sometimes I'm not getting that idea across. But there are times when I'm like, this is hilarious. And it'll be like, I'm like, I don't know why that isn't working. We've got
very key information, like this happened while in the grocery store, or I'm currently on the toilet, and I just forget to add that that's what's happening.
Or sometimes I'll put something and I'll think, this is the most niche thing. Nobody's going to get this. And then come to find out, everyone had that experience.
That's always when it's, we have found the more specific you are, the more...
And I think that's the sweet spot with like why and nostalgia's like 90s and like millennial nostalgia's trending because it's cool again, but also like while Gen Z gets to have these experiences in real time across the globe with each other, we didn't have that. We just had our playgrounds where we thought, you know, light as a feather, stiff as a board only existed in our community. We didn't have the internet, and now here we are, like having all these aha moments of like, wait, you guys did that too? That wasn't just you.
But when did you get your first phone, your first cell phone? How old were you?
I was, because my brother was older, so he would be the one to like have to come pick me up from middle school. I think I was in eighth grade.
And you got your first flip phone. First Nokia?
It was a Nokia where you could change the faceplates, play Snake. Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
Took an hour to text.
Yep. So I did not get my first
three presents for letter
A. I did not get my first phone. I was thinking about this because I was thinking we were going to talk to you and the perspective of, you know, because we're on the younger end of Gen X. So we went through, I did not have my first phone until I was 23 and I moved to LA. I did not have my first flip phone. I remember the internet was kind of like you used it for Yahoo Maps. Like it wasn't your main thing. My computer was huge. It was like that Apple you were talking about. Like, so
did you have a beeper?
God damn, I had a pager. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I looked like a drug dealer.
I was like, kink. I didn't really know how to use it.
A bag phone. Yeah. And it got stolen and we didn't get another.
And my plan was 30 minutes a month because it was just call 911 if you're getting murdered. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when text messaging came through and I was like, oh, this is going to change my life. And then of course you get an iPhone and your life is over. But I do think like for you guys, for the younger generation of millennial, you did have a certain amount of time without that phone and the internet and it was your childhood, but then your teenage years and your high school years and your college years, you had a phone, probably then had a smartphone when you were
05. I graduated from high school in 05. And I think that was the first, so I didn't get an iPhone because they were, you know,
$1 billion
expensive. And they didn't, you know, do all the things that they do now. Yeah. So they had cameras though. Our phones had cameras, horrible quality pictures, but they did have cameras in college, but we were all about the digital cameras that you upload like 250 photos to your Facebook album.
So many pictures of you guys.
You'd wake up and you'd be like, you know, Jessica tagged you in 287 photos and you'd have to go through. And we were told too, like, you're not going to be able to find a job if you've got pictures of you drunk on Facebook. So I wish I could re-tag myself because I untagged myself in every photo of me on Facebook and now I can't find them. And I want all those. So if you're listening and I went to college with you, please re-tag me in my drunk college photos.
Meanwhile, I laugh really hard at this. There's this trend on TikTok right now. And I think you did. You used the music. It's that. It's a dun, 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 dun.
Bum, bum, bum. I have no idea. Yeah, no idea.
Come on, what's the song? Yeah. What's the song? Where it goes? This is what I was like in the
90s. I know what it is till you start singing it, Kristen, and then I can't remember
ever what it is. Because I want you to know who I am.
Okay.
So everybody goes, here's a picture of me in the 90s, and then it cuts to all these pictures of them, you know, being, or picture of them now, and then pictures of them in the 90s. And I'm like, we don't have any fucking pictures of us. No. Like, if it was not a professional shoot where somebody owns the negatives, like, there are none. Like, I have, like, 5 pictures from college. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Because in college, it was still you had to go to Walgreens and get it developed, right?
We had
still
to get it developed, kind of. I remember digital cameras became a thing when I moved to LA. I remember and I never wanted to deal with it. I never was I would lose my camera so fucking fast. My ADHD was strong. So
this is a dumb question for your
age. Sure.
Given how this podcast started, do you guys feel like you're good with technology?
No.
Okay. Because I think that's also the millennial sweet spot is like we grew up like with enough technology that we're kind of able to keep up with like Gen Z, but we're not, you know, as bad as maybe the one.
I ask my 13-year-old for help on stuff. My daughter's 10. She's got CapCuts like down. I'm like, she teaches me how to green screen and stuff. It's like I had dial up internet for the longest time. Like my first email address was in college. So no. And quite frankly, I don't want to learn it. Like we are not a big presence on TikTok because I don't want to learn TikTok. And it's like, I want to watch a movie.
Housewives.
I want to sit down and I want to have it be easy. And I would like throw the remote to my kids and go find my show.
I do think that you millennials have that advantage in that you understand the capacity of technology, where a Gen Xer is, they're hanging on for dear life, but we want to know it, but we get it. And then there's something new and you guys are not intimidated by that. You're like, oh, I understand the workaround here. Like the fact that you edit on Adobe Premiere, like my son, that's all he's known. There's no other editing software for him. He's been editing on Adobe since he was 10. That's just in school.
Well, because I think we had to, like, there was always a new social media. Yeah. There was MySpace. Right. We were coding. I mean, my goodness, we were creating our own blogs.
Yeah.
So I think, because we grew up just constantly having to learn a new thing, it's just wired into our brains that you're going to have to learn a new thing every 6 months.
Yes. I start crying when someone says I have to start learn a new thing. I'm like, but you guys, I didn't go to Yale. I went to the University of Nebraska. I love it there, but it's not like,
the social media class didn't exist. I remember everything I learned in advertising was completely out there. Like it was completely irrelevant within 2 years of me graduating because social media didn't exist when I was in college.
Oh, it's all changing now from the time we started doing videos 10 years ago to now.
Oh my God.
The entire landscape is different. We do. Okay. I feel like we've kept you on for a long time. We could talk.
Yeah, we got to go.
And we absolutely will come to your TED Talk. You are a wealth of information and you're delightful. And we are very grateful that you suffered through our tech issues and were patient enough to stay on with us.
Anytime.
We hope to talk to you again because you're awesome.
Good. Thank you, guys.
Well, that was delightful. We just had Nicole Storie-Dent on. She's such a bright light.
She's absolutely lovely and she's like charming. And I honestly, I think I was a little too effusive about how much I love her. Did I creep her out? Possibly. I don't know.
I asked her what her address was before we were rolling.
Okay. I did ask her what her sign was. Pisces, not surprising. Of course, I loved her.
We really don't have a lot of, you and I are around each other so much. I think whenever we get a new person around us, it's like a big piece of steak and we both are just so excited.
And I do.
We're going to make this happen. We got to calm down.
I didn't ask her. Exactly. I didn't ask her if she does partake in a cocktail, but I just wanted to take her to a bar and just be like, she had so many interesting and smart things to say. So please like, follow, share Nicole Storie-Dent. She's a light in this world. We love her. And yes, I'm creepy. But Kristen,
Okay.
I think we podcasted.
I think we podcasted through God's mercy.
Pioneer.